This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, truer words have never been said. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today's Monday, December the 15th of 2025, day 349th of the year, and only 16 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Rio Big, USA, Canada, UK.
Yep, that's how it goes. That's what we're doing. We're hanging and banging and doing all the fun stuff we get to do. So how have you been? At least I hope you had a fantastic weekend with everything going on inside of the multiverse, that is for sure. So let me tell you real quick, our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That's just kind of how we go about and talk a little bit about everything. We come in, we will talk about safety in the news, news and safety, and then we have some people that come in, talk about what the hell's going on inside of the world of the multiverse. And then we proceed from there. Yep, that's just kind of how the show goes. If you want to interact with the show, it's a simple process on doing so. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. Once you get there, video, audio, and text messaging will be the options for you. So you got some choices in regards to what the hell's going on. Yep. Simple process. It is the simplest way of doing things. That is for sure. So we're going to go through a plethora of stuff, that is for sure, as the weekend was busy doing a little bit of this, doing a little bit of that. You know how it goes. We talk about everything. So there you go. So don't worry. Of course, we are going to have the updates of what's going on with Santa, because we're getting close. You know how we're getting close.
We just got an update from Santa at the North Pole.
Santa's coming to town. Santa!
Everything is on schedule. Here's another present for you.
Okay, so there you go. We know what the schedule is. We're keeping on track. That's the important part. That is for sure. So anyways, I have some friends that come in here from Feature Story News. They're going to cover a little bit about what the hell is going on today. So don't worry about anything. We're going to have you sit back, relax, and we'll do the thing. We're going to do the heavy lifting for you. We're going to give you some information about some things that are going on inside of the world of the news. That way we kind of have a starter and a basis on what we're going to talk about, what's going on with the world news. It's important stuff for people, exactly what the hell is going on. So with that being said, let me bring in my friends from Feature Story News and let them start jabbering away.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in Paris, I'm Ross Cullen. Police in Australia say a father and son were behind the anti-Semitic terror attack on Bondi Beach. 15 people, including a Holocaust survivor and a 10-year-old girl, were killed in Sydney on Sunday. The attackers have been named as 50-year-old Sajid Akram, who died at the scene, and his 24-year-old son Naveed. Hanukkah events around the world have become vigils after the incident. In the UK, Victims Minister Alex Davis-Jones says a rise in anti-Jewish hate is abhorrent.
It is being felt closely by the Jewish community here in the United Kingdom. The Prime Minister is liaising closely with the Community Security Trust, the organisation that protects the Jewish community here, to ensure that anyone celebrating Hanukkah, all of those Jewish celebrations based on love, light, resilience, happening over the next 7 nights, can go ahead safely. Because it is only, you know, a few months since we had that horrific attack here in the United Kingdom, and the Jewish community need all of our love and support, and they need to know that we are standing with them at this time.
Talks will continue in Berlin on Monday over how to end the war in Ukraine. US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff says a lot of progress was made during meetings with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky over the weekend. On Monday, European leaders including Emmanuel Macron and Keir Starmer will join the talks. William Denslow reports.
US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff said that a lot of progress was made with Ukrainian officials during talks on Sunday. Kyiv's representatives are believed to be considering the latest iteration of a peace proposal before a number of European leaders will join the Berlin talks on Monday evening. Meanwhile, foreign ministers from the EU's member states are convening in Brussels to discuss how to further help support Ukraine. The EU's foreign affairs chief, Kaja Kallas, calls it a make-or-break week, with all eyes on whether consensus can be reached on whether to provide Kyiv with funds from over $200 billion worth of frozen Russian assets. William Denslow, Brussels.
Police in Los Angeles are investigating the deaths of Hollywood director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle after they were found dead in their home in the city. Here's Ira Spitzer.
Anonymous sources have told the Associated Press, who are not authorized to speak publicly yet, that investigators are looking at stab wounds in this case and are also questioning a family member. So certainly much more to come out about what could have led to this tragic outcome. But tributes now pouring in for someone who made a huge impact on the history of television and film. First, arose to prominence as an actor in the television show All in the Family, and then moved on to be an incredibly successful director, starting with This Is Spinal Tap in 1984, the mockumentary, and then a string of huge hits such as Stand By Me, When Harry Met Sally, A Few Good Men, and many others.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at some extraordinary body language and actual language used over the weekend by German Chancellor Friedrich Merz. On Sunday, as President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine arrived in Berlin for another round of talks with US negotiators over the future of his country, the German leader pointedly sat alongside President Zelensky on the Ukrainian side of the table, the American delegation sitting opposite them. It was the first move he had made since a speech on Saturday to members of his own political party, telling them that the 80-year transatlantic alliance between the US and Europe is, under President Donald Trump's aegis, over.
Dear friends, the decades of Pax Americana are largely over for us in Europe, and for us in Germany as well. It no longer exists as we know it, and nostalgia won't change that. I would be one of the last people who wouldn't gladly indulge in that nostalgia, but it is of no use. That's the way it is. The Americans are now very ruthlessly pursuing their own interests, and the only answer is for us to pursue our own interests as well. Dear friends, here, we are not weak. We are not small.
Chancellor Merz has been more forthright publicly than any other EU leader about the impact of President Trump's new national security strategy and his belief that the continent, as a result, is now on its own. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
And the top stories once more. Two gunmen who killed 15 people in Sydney on Sunday have been named in Australian media as 50-year-old Sajid Akram and his son Naveed, who's 24. Talks will continue in Berlin on Monday over how to end the war in Ukraine. US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff says a lot of progress was made over the weekend. And police in Los Angeles are investigating the deaths of Hollywood director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle after they were found dead in their home in the city.
listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
You ever hit the wall, burnout, stressed, or just feeling that everything is piling up and thought, yeah, I probably need to talk to someone? The problem is finding the therapist who actually takes your insurance feels impossible at times. That's where Rula comes in. Rula is a healthcare company that makes mental health care easy to access and actually affordable. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, so the average copay is about $15 a session, sometimes even less. With Rula, you get matched with the right therapist for you, not just whoever's available. Their network has over 15,000 licensed professionals, and you can book an appointment as soon as tomorrow. No wait list, no frustrations, just therapy that works with your schedule and your insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/safetyfm to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you there. That's RULA.com/safetyfm. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Go to Rula.com/safetyfm right now to get started. That's RULA.com/safetyfm, because you deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm. At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Santa's going to be here in 10 days. Have you been naughty or nice? We're guessing it's complicated.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Your internal algorithm brought you to this podcast. Clearly, it's running an upgrade.
Oh, it's running something, all right. I don't know if an upgrade is really probably the correct motion there, but it's definitely something to talk about. Anyways, currently 15 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday. So let's start getting into it in regards of everything that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is kind of what we do around here. We talk a little bit about this, we talk a little bit about that, and then we go from there. So let's see. Let's talk about this because, you know, I live in Florida, so we talk about Florida quite a bit. I also like to call it the WTF section, Welcome to Florida. So talk about a donation no one asked for. If we're at a staff at Goodwill store in Palatka, Florida, discovered that a live grenade mixed with the donated items. Police evacuated the store immediately, and the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office bomb squad safely removed the and remotely detonated the grenade at a secure location. No injuries were reported. Officials stressed it was found near a donation area, not on the sales floor, and reminded the public to double-check donations so explosive firearms and ammo donate up at Goodwill. In short, donate jeans, not weapons of war. Yeah, I mean, imagine that one. Could you imagine if that made it to the floor? That would have been one of those interesting ones. So Goodwill slogan update, donate stuff, not shrapnel. So there you go. Yeah, some stuff to think about. Okay, take a listen to this. Let's go. Other coast. California woman wins $1 million lottery prize one day before her birthday. California hit it big just in time for her birthday. Latrice Presentine won $1 million from the California lottery scratch-off tickets one day before her birthday, no less. She bought the ticket at her regular spot, Sweet Time Donuts in Compton, where she sticks out to the same routine every morning. Two $10 scratchers with her donuts. On the big day, or on her birthday day e-visit, the second ticket revealed matching numbers and a cool seven-figure win there. She was so excited that she had to stare at the ticket repeatedly to make sure it was real. Her reaction, equal part shocks and gratitude. As for the winning, she's keeping it sensible, paying off debt, buying a car, and putting a down payment on a house. Moral of the story, sometimes the best birthday gifts comes with sprinkles and lottery logos. So here you go. I mean, I'm going to tell you, $1 million after taxes and all that kind of stuff, she's going to get less than half. I mean, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. And if you're putting down a down payment in a house in California, depending on where you're located in California, of course, it might not do a lot with that kind of money. I'm not saying. I was looking a few days ago. This is not a joke. I was watching one where they were talking about the medium house. Medium was like $1.7 million. $1.7 million. Like, my brain couldn't wrap around that. I mean, it's not that difficult. But it was one of those things that I was just like, that is kind of amazing when it's all said and done. So let's talk about some serious news stuff, because that seems like something that we should do, right? So let's see. Brown U gunman shouted something before opening fire as a person of interest is busted. A person of interest is in custody following the deadly mass shooting at Brown University that killed two people and wounded nine others during the final exam study sessions. The attack happened at 4:30 p.m. Saturday inside the engineering lecture hall. Witnesses say that the gunman shouted something before opening fire, but neither student nor investigators can clearly determine what was said. Detectives are working on to piece everything together. After an 11-hour manhunt, police took a person of interest into custody around 3:45 a.m. Yesterday, a hotel in Rhode Island, which authorities say it is connected to the shooting, investigators say that they are not searching for any additional suspects. Officials have not committed or confirmed whether the individual had any affiliation with Brown. Police were able to link the suspect to the shooting using a firearm, the unique characteristics according to reports. Surveillance footage shows that the man dressed in black leaving the campus area shortly after the attack. Of the injured victims, one remains in critical condition, seven are stable, and one other one has been released from the hospital. None of the victims have been publicly identified, and this is still unclear how many were students. So there you go. So there you go. A lot of stuff as we are talking. What do you think here? I mean, it gets kind of interesting when we're taking a look all the way around. No doubt about that. Anyways, take a listen to this. A gunman believed to be ISIS infiltrator opened a fire during a joint mission near the historic town of Palmyra, killing two U.S. National Guard soldiers from Iowa and a civilian interpreter. Yeah. The attacker was reportedly embedded with local security detail before turning his weapon on the U.S. and Syrian forces. The two Syrian security personnel were also wounded. The gunman was engaged and killed at the scene, according to the U.S. Central Command. No group has officially claimed responsibility, but President Trump squarely blamed ISIS, calling it a targeted terrorist attack in to a volatile region not fully under Syrian control. The president warned that very serious retaliation, making it clear that the response won't be strongly worded letter. Syria president condemned the attack, and Secretary of the State Marco Rubio spoke with Syria foreign ministers, reaffirming a joint commitment to wipe out ISIS. Bottom line, ISIS reminded the world it's still lurking in Washington, just reminded ISIS that that's a bad idea. So we'll see what exactly happens there when it's all said and done. So there you go. What do you think about the whole thing? Because definitely it's going to be a conversation piece, no doubt about that. So there you go. There you go. So let's talk about this. LeBron James grabs referee and implodes at the NBA rival in a court meltdown. LeBron James completely lost his cool during the Lakers showdown last night against the Phoenix Suns, erupting in a rare on-court meltdown that sparked by longtime agitator Dylan Brooks. Early in the third quarter, Brooks swatted a loose ball towards LeBron after a foul, and that was the match to the gasoline. The ball hit James, and he exploded, screaming in Brooks's face, and the Suns forward calmly walked away like a guy who knew exactly what he had just done. Officials and Lakers, teammates rushed to LeBron and stayed heated, trying to chase Brooks down before turning his fury to the referee. At one point, James grabbed an official's arm while shouting, forcing Rui Hachimi, I think it is, head coach J.J. Redick to physically restrain him. LeBron hit with a technical foul, and league discipline is expected. Brooks wasn't innocent either. He picked up a technical in the first quarter after shoving LeBron, and later earned a second technical foul and an ejection after drilling a go-ahead three late in the game and jumping James while bumping James while jogging back. The second tech was the Lakers' free throw, which LeBron promptly missed. So there you go. Talk about some stuff while you're pissed off, that's for sure. Not probably the best idea as we are talking. So there you go. There you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world, no doubt about that, as we are talking. So there you go. Let's continue. Let's continue talking a little bit here, because I think that we need to do this. Let's do this now. We would normally do this later in the show, but I think that it's one of these things that people will always want to know about it. So let's talk about it now.
The top spot at the box office this weekend.
At the box office.
The box office roundup.
The weekend box office.
At the box office this weekend.
Okay, so let's talk about the box office, because this seems to be important to some people. Let's talk about coming in at number 10 was The Shining with $1.6 million. Yep, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Eternity, $1.8 million, number 9. At number 8 was How the Grinch Stole Christmas, $1.9 million. At number 7 was Ella McKay, $2.1 million. At number 6 was Jujutsu Kaisen, $2.1 million. At number 5 was Now You See Me, Now You Don't, $2.4 million. At number 4 was The Hundra, $3.5 million. At number 3 was Wicked for Good, $8.6 million. At number 2, Five Nights at Freddy's with $9.5 million. And then coming in at the number one spot was Zootopia, the number one movie in America, earning $26.3 million over the weekend. So there you go. Some things to talk about, because that was one of those things that, wow, it was kind of amazing to see an animated movie still top in the box office, kind of the way that it goes as we are talking. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world, so don't miss out on those, because, hey, why would you want to miss out on what the hell's going on? Because that's something to talk about, that is for sure. What else do we have going on? So let's talk about this. Americans are heading into 2026 pretty beat up after the year that they rather erase. Only 10% of people describe 2025 as a great year, while most called it just okay, bad, or flat out awful. According to a Talker researcher survey of 2,000 adults, that disappointment is fueling the reset mindset. About 38% of Americans are setting New Year's resolutions, averaging 6 goals per person. The top priorities are saving more money and getting more exercise, both cited by 45% of respondents, followed up closely by improving physical health, eating better, and boosting mental well-being. Money, stress, and health concerns dominate for a reason. Younger generations say the lack of money is the biggest obstacle in sticking with resolutions, while baby boomers blame lack of willpower. Mental health challenges and time constraints also follow through, though. So there you go. Millennials are most likely to set resolutions, while baby boomers are least likely. Despite everything, optimism is creeping back in. Americans rated their average mental health at 7 out of 10, and half believe that 2026 will finally be the year that they feel better mentally. Younger Americans tend to beat themselves up when they fail at their goals, while older generations are more forgiving and willing to keep going. What do you think there? One of those things that I find kind of interesting. I'm being serious. Because at the end of the day, how do you set your goals? And then at what point, if things tend to go bad, do you turn around and go, oh, well, that's a good thing, or that's a bad thing, or whatever? Insert point here, because that's going to be the other portion that you're going to have to talk about. So there you go. Some things to think about as we are moving forward inside of the world of the multiverse, because I don't know how else you would do any of that stuff if you didn't do it in that fashion.
We play all of your festive favorites one after another, and they're all Santa approved.
What? Our favorite Santa songs? What? That's what we're doing next? I think not. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about. So I want to go into this because I don't know if you heard this when we were going through feature story news, but there's a couple of things here. Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle Singer Reiner, have died. Initial reports suggested an open homicide investigation and that their bodies have wounds consistent of stabbings. He was 78, she was 68. Yeah, that was something that we were talking about on the other side. So some things to talk about as we are looking. So there you go. Some stuff to give some serious considerations to. That is for sure. That there's just something off with that news story. But I'm sure we'll get some more information as we move forward. Anyways, let's talk about the Dow real quick. The Dow fell 245 points to close at 48,458 on Friday. The S&P fell 73 points to close at 6,827. And the NASDAQ fell 398 points to close at 23,195. West Texas Intermediate closed at $57 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $61 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $2.91 on Sunday. And Bitcoin fell over the weekend, back under $90,000. Tuesday night's Mega Million jackpot will be for $80 million, or a $36.2 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball will be for $1.1 billion with a B, or a $503.4 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, I guess you have the opportunity to still do so.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
I mean, I just find it so interesting. Keep in mind that, yes, I am fully aware you have a better chance of being struck by lightning than actually winning the thing. But, man, what an interesting time, for sure. So there you go. I mean, I don't know. I look at it and I go from the standpoint of what makes the most logical sense. If you play it, is it a good thing? If you don't play it, is it a good thing? I never know. So there you go. There you go. Some stuff to talk about. What do you think when it's all said and done? Do you look at it and go, yeah, I play all the time, or I don't play at all? I mean, I don't know. What is the right thing? I know that from a financial standpoint, you probably don't want to play that too much. But also at the same time, too, you sit around and you go, wow, what ends up happening when it's all said and done? So there you go. So let's talk about this real quick. So if you are a pro wrestling fan, yes, I did say pro wrestling fan, over the weekend was probably a big deal, depending on how long you've been watching wrestling. And why do I say that? Well, there's been a guy that's been around for a long period of time by the name of John Cena. Yes, John Cena. John Cena loses to Gunther in his final WWE match. So John Cena's the legendary WWE in-ring career officially came to an end on Saturday night at Saturday night's main event in Washington, D.C. And it didn't end with a one last miracle comeback, which, you know, everybody always wants that, you know, the happy ending. Cena faced Gunther, a dominant two-time world heavyweight champion who earned a shot by winning the Last Time Is Now tournament in front of a sold-out Electric Capital One Arena crowd. Gunther showed zero intimidation. Cena threw everything he had at him, including multiple attitude adjustments. That's what they call Cena's final move, by the way. They used to call it the FU, but then it got, when they went PG, they changed it to the attitude adjustment. One crashing straight point through another through a table, but Gunther absorbed it all. The match ended when Gunther locked a sleeper hold, a rear naked choke for some people, and forced the 17-time world champion to tap out, stunning the crowd and drawing heavy boos. After the bell, the mood shifted. WWE stars flooded the ring alongside with Triple H to honor John Cena's career. Cena bowed, saluted the fans, and soaked in the moment. Take a listen to this real quick, if you don't mind.
Gunther is feasting on the carcass of John Cena's career. John Cena has tapped out.
Here is your winner, by submission, the Ring General, Gunther!
So, a lot of people in shock with that one. That was for sure when it was all said and done. Keep in mind, this gentleman has been wrestling for 23 years, and it was kind of a big shot because, you know, he had these models of stuff that he said. But with that being said, because, you know, around here we talk so much about professional wrestling, let's tie that all in for a moment.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about this. You can't see me, but the work has always been there. So let's talk about this for just a brief moment in time. Let me tell you about something that a lot of people miss when they talk about John Cena. They talk about the championships. They talk about the catchphrases. They talk about the memes. They also talk about the crowd's reaction, love him, hate him, chant for him or against him. Yeah, that was kind of always the thing. But very few people talk about John Cena, on why John Cena lasted. And that's where the story matters to us, because on Saturday, December the 13th, John Cena stepped away from professional wrestling, officially retired. Whether you were a fan or not, what ended wasn't just a career. What ended was one of the most consistent systems of performance in modern entertainment has ever seen. John Cena didn't survive because he was the most technically gifted wrestler. He didn't even survive because he was the most naturally charismatic one. And he sure as hell didn't survive because because the crowd always wanted him, because that was not the case. He survived because he understood the system that he was in was better than almost anyone else. And that should sound familiar. Cena was a system operator, not a character. Here's the one thing. Professional wrestling is not about pretending something that isn't real, where I think a lot of people get confused with this. But it's about operating inside a system where perception, risk, timing, and trust all collide. Sound familiar? Because Cena knew exactly his role, not just in the match, but in the organization. He was the signal to the company wanted transmitted. Reliability, predictability, safety, and consistency. And before you roll your eyes with the word predictable, let me say this clearly. Predictability is not a flaw in the system that requires trust. So let me make sure that I say that. It's a feature. In safety, we don't want surprise heroes. We want boring excellence. We want people who show up the same way every time under pressure. Cena became that. He was the guy that you put in when failure wasn't an option. There's a reason Cena was always put in for the most visible positions, not because he wouldn't fail, but because his failures were controlled. Think about that. He knew where the wrist lines were. He knew how far to push. He knew how to protect the people around him while still delivering the performances. That's not flash. That's not professional judgment. In safety, in leadership, in operation, the most valuable people aren't the loudest ones. They are the ones who understand. What must not break? What cannot be compromised? And what the audience never needs to see. You can't see me wasn't just a taunt. It was a statement on how good the system works. When things go right, nobody notices. Cena took the heat so the system didn't have to. And let's talk about something uncomfortable for a moment. John Cena absorbed more public criticism than almost anyone in the industry, and he did it without breaking character, without blaming fans, without publicly rebelling against the system that elevated him. Why? Because he understood the cost of stability. In organizations, someone always becomes the lightning rod, and then the person always complains about it. The symbol that people protect and project onto. And instead of fighting it, he contained the volatility, the leadership. That's risk management. That's system protection. And a lot of people want influence. Very few people want responsibility for keeping the structure intact. Cena carried the weight for decades. And let's talk about this. Longevity in the metric everyone ignores. Here's a question we should be asking, that we should ask more often with safety leadership. Who's still standing after 20 years? Not who was exciting, not who went viral, not who had the hottest take. Who endured? Listen, Cena adapted without panicking. He evolved without abandoning the core. He's transitioned from full-time performer to mentor to ambassador to something bigger without destabilizing the system. That's not accidental. That's design-level thinking. Think about that for a moment. What this means for us. So why does John Cena matter to what we do? Because safety isn't about heroics. That's the thing to think about. It's about repeatable performance under uncertainty. It's about showing up when it's not glamorous, doing the work when no one's clapping. Seriously. Holding the line when the crowd wants chaos. Cena didn't chase relevance. He became the infrastructure. And the infrastructure only gets noticed when it fails. The real retirement here. So when John Cena retired on Saturday, what happened wasn't really the end of wrestler. It was the end of a long-running signal. The consistency that matters, that restraint is strength. The stability is not boring. It's rare. And if the work in safety, leadership, operations, and the role failure cost real person and real things, there's something to learn here. You don't need people to see you. You don't need the system to hold. And when it does, that's when you know the work mattered. Think about that today. I know that we try to tie everything into what we talk about, but think about that. The stability in the system on how he created it over 23 years is almost unheard of when it comes to professional wrestling. So think about this for a moment. If something like this can be done, and what they deem sports entertainment as he transitions into his career more in Hollywood, isn't this crazy on what you could potentially do inside of your workplace? Think about that for a moment.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from J. Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking. Rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety transmission. The Collapse of the Construct, now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by Jay Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Okay, here we are. 45 minutes past the top of the hour. As you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday. Yep. This one right here that's playing is called Let It Be Caught. Reason I know that is because that's what I named it. Yep, there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So let's continue talking about some things that are going on inside of the world. And let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime.
Let it be caught inside of me.
And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now and things can't get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you'll see information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. So what do you think? Always some good times there in regards to what we're talking about. Listen, I'm going to tell you, you go to that website, it can change your life. I'm not joking. I'm not joking as I say that. That's not like, oh, go there because, you know, it is the best sell ever. Nope. This website has such great information that you probably are not going to know what to do with all of it because there's so much. And I always look at it and go, well, this might not apply to me, but that's okay. You might run into somebody who need these resources. So having enough knowledge base about it is so important. That's TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. So there you go. A lot of stuff to think about as we are talking. So as we are going through the whole thing and the whole plethora of information, because that is kind of what we do around here, we cover info of stuff that is important. At least to some people it's deemed important. To some other people they might be like, well, what the hell are you thinking? Let's talk today about some stuff that we learned from Judge Judy.
And now, things I've learned from Judge Judy.
All rise.
He's just bitter that she no longer has a boy toy. I owe her nothing. I look at you, and if I had to put a picture in the dictionary next to what a boy toy looked like, you would be an antonym. That's sophisticated out there. You have to know what an antonym is. It means just the opposite of what the word is.
That's it for Things I've Learned from Judge Judy.
So there you go. If you needed your vocabulary for today, I think I've kind of helped you out with that one. At least that's the way that it seems. Okay, so let's continue talking. A deadly active shooter situation shut down Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island, Saturday evening, leaving at least two people dead and eight others in critical injured. A gunfire broke out in the Barris of Holly Engineering building at around 4:20 local time. Police say that the suspect opened fire inside of the building and fled before the officers arrived. The shooter, described as only as a man wearing black clothing, remains at large. Early confusion made things even worse. Officials initially said that the suspect was in custody and then reversed the course. Reports of a second shooting nearby also surfaced, but Brown later said that those claims were unfounded. Law enforcement sources say the following. Take a listen to this. That a separate confrontation with a gunfire blocks away have fueled misinformation. A massive police presence flooded the campus as FBI and ATF agents responded. Police officials said that the person of interest has been detained. So let's kind of go through some segments I have here. Take a listen.
I was studying in Barris and Holly, which is the engineering building where I think the shooting happened. So
yes.
I was in the front area, and I heard like multiple gunshots, like bangs, coming from the back where the classrooms are, and I basically fled immediately, me and the other people that were studying there. I was in the front area of the building, so I didn't see anything, but I heard the gunshots. Me and most of the other people that were there, we run out towards the front of the building. There are like two sides, so the front of the building faces the Sci-Li, not sure the street name, but we run out there, and like everybody's running it. It was so scary. But yeah, we run out, and I was thankfully able to get into my dorm safely.
Right, which is where you are now, safely in your dorm room.
Yes.
Okay, so there's that. Take a listen to this.
We have detained a person of interest involved in yesterday's shooting.
There's all tips that we received. Detectives followed up on a lot of them. And again, all the resources, like the federal partners that we have.
So there you go. Hopefully something comes out of it in regards to what the hell is going on. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Gene. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step." I love this. We're huge fans of the TV show Monk. It's a show about a detective who's afraid of a whole bunch of things. It was on USA Network many years ago, but you can still watch it on Amazon Prime and probably other places too. But we still watch it there from time to time. This quote reminds me of an episode where Monk is told to take a leap and a net will appear. It was a hilarious episode. You should absolutely watch it if you haven't already. Little spoiler alert. It did not go as planned for Monk, but that was the funny part.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Here is the news on the Rosen R Safety Show.
Tension is rising off the coast of Venezuela, where U.S. forces have seized a large oil tanker in a rare, high-stakes move.
President Donald Trump says the seizure is part of a broader campaign to pressure President Nicolas Maduro's government, which faces narco-terrorism charges in the United States. Officials describe the boarding of a commercial ship by U.S. personnel as highly unusual and say the Coast Guard and Navy worked together on the operation. Lawrence Keller reporting.
In Oslo, Venezuelan opposition leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado is stepping into the spotlight after months in hiding and a perilous escape from her country.
Machado says she reached Norway with help from supporters who guided her through multiple checkpoints and out by boat after repeated threats of arrest from authorities in Caracas. She told the BBC she understands the risks of appearing abroad while Venezuela's government labels her a terrorist and vows to imprison her for life. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Pakistan's powerful military courts have sentenced former intelligence chief Faiz Hamid to 14 years in prison. Joseph Eckerson reports.
Hamid previously led the Inter-Services Intelligence Agency during the tenure of former Prime Minister Imran Khan, who is himself now jailed. The BBC reports the conviction comes amid broader military and political turmoil in Pakistan, with few public details released about the specific charges. Analysts note the move underscores deep fractures between top commanders and past civilian allies.
Across the United States, a powerful round of storms is unleashing flooding in the Northwest.
dramatic water rescues in the West as flood emergencies force communities to prepare for evacuations and rising rivers. In the Midwest and beyond, an Arctic-fueled snowstorm is blamed for hazardous roads and a deadly accident at a major airport. Forecasters warn that the mix of rain, snow, and strong winds will keep travel conditions difficult into the end of the week. Kyle Norris reporting.
At a busy California airport, pilots sounded the alarm after a car sped down a taxiway, racing past passenger jets preparing for departure.
Video shows the vehicle driving alongside aircraft as air traffic controllers urgently warned flight crews about the unexpected intruder. Officials say the incident triggered an immediate security response on the ground, though early reports did not indicate any injuries or collisions. Aviation authorities are reviewing how the car accessed the restricted area. Kevin Sanders reporting.
In Washington, congressional Democrats say a new review shows about $2 billion in Pentagon funding has been shifted to border and immigration operations.
Lawmakers allege some military training exercises were canceled or scaled back because personnel and resources were pulled to support enforcement along the border. They argue the diversions raise questions about oversight and transparency and are pressing for more detailed accounting from defense officials. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Okay, here we go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2023, U.S. jury orders American attorney Rudy Giuliani to pay $148 million to two former Georgia election workers in a civil defamation suit for spreading lies about them following the 2020 presidential election. That happened back on this day in 2020. Let's talk about some celebrity birthdays going on today. Cindy Birdsong turns 86. Dave Clark turns 83. Don Johnson turns 76. And Helen Slater turns 62. So there you go. There's some birthdays going on for you for today. Let's talk about some things that you ought to know. Here are Saturday's winning Powerball numbers. 128, 31, 57, 58. Powerball was 16. Power Play was 2. Since there was no jackpot winner, tonight's jackpot will be $1.1 million. Also, here's Friday's Mega Million one, because you're going to want to know this. The jackpot numbers were 10, 50, 55, 58, 59. Mega Ball was 5. Since there was no jackpot winner, tomorrow's jackpot will be $80 million. Also, some other news. President Trump says that he supports reclassifying cannabis, potentially making it legally obtainable under federal levels, according to the reports. The president could sign an executive order as soon as this week to improve marijuana to a Schedule 3, a major shift in the federal drug policy. If it doesn't happen immediately, sources say that the move could come no later than early next year. If signed, it would ease restrictions, expand medical access, and mark the most significant federal change on cannabis in decades. So when the White House relaxes, literally some stuff to think about, that's for sure. Also, Democrats on the House Oversight Committee released new photos Friday's taken at the estate of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The images show Epstein alongside with the high-profile figures, including filmmaker Woody Allen, former President Bill Clinton, former Trump strategist Steve Bannon, economist Larry Summers, attorney Alan Dershowitz, Microsoft founder Bill Gates, also Andrew Bowertown Windsor, and billionaire Richard Branson. Many of the photos included redacted faces, most of them appearing to be women. The committee has not explained who applied for the redaction and why they were made. So there you go. Anyways, this is the Jay Allen in the Morning Show. At the top of the hour, I will be going into, matter of fact, this is the Rated R Safety Show and the Jay Allen in the Morning Show. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.FM. If you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple of hours or so, would love to see you over there. If you don't want to go, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out here with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. If I can leave you with some words of wisdom for today, character builds slowly, but it can be torn down with incredible swiftness. And if you need some advice for today, the key of an efficient fridge is to clean the condenser coils. which are often hidden underneath and beneath the appliance. When the coils are clogged with dust, pet hair, and grime, the fridge has to work harder to cool your food. Luckily, brushing the vacuum, this can boost the efficiency by 30%. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests, necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open-source information. Any assumptions made broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author J. Allen, Ph.D. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon. Or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.